before their hashtags.
A dissection of pop culture past.
With Eric Dallinger.
And Carly Anna Billings.
Each week we hop in our time machine and take a look at the past of pop culture.
Hey friends, and welcome to the Before There Were Hashtags podcast. I am your host, Mr. Eric Dallinger.
Yeah. Yes, you are.
And I'm
that's
here
right.
with Miss Carly Anna Billings.
That's me. Hello.
See, I like to put Mr. now because
like
I'm teaching dance
right
now. So I'm Mr. Eric.
Yeah, it's your everyday name is Mr. Eric.
Yeah.
One word.
Well, they also like to call me Evil Eric. Because
I love that for you.
Yeah.
I love
but
that for you.
Speaking of evil, you know what's the opposite of evil?
What?
Our amazing guest today.
Of course! We're not alone!
Duh! We're not alone.
What? Yes.
We are joined by one of my favorite people. Actually, truly, I'm joined by two of my favorite people.
Oh, gosh.
But regularly, we have Carly.
Yeah, I'm normal. I'm regular. It's all good. Regular scheduled programming. No, we have an extra special guest here today, and she's wonderful, and she's very exciting, and I'll let you continue the introduction.
You're talking really quietly, Carly.
I'm talking. I'm just excited. I don't want to scream right at our guest. I'm just excited.
You can scream. You can scream.
That's I true, could take it. True. All right. That's true. That's true.
We are here with the beautiful, the incomparable.
Yes. The talented.
The wickedly talented.
The wickedly talented.
Aisha Jarvis is here.
Wow. What an intro.
Welcome.
Wow.
We like
Thank
to make
you.
Our guests feel really welcome.
I do feel, I mean, I was a little nervous when you started with evil and then you stopped.
Yeah, that was a little much.
You saw that segue, that turntable?
I was like, sweating for a second. I was like, okay. All right. All
no.
Right.
Aisha, when have you ever been evil?
Yeah, as if.
Maybe tonight's the night. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I try my best not to be evil.
I don't know.
No? Oh, wow.
So, Aisha, welcome to the pod.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
Yay. Episode 20.
Episode 20.
Yes.
You're here for our big season 2 finale.
Yeah, congratulations.
Woohoo.
Thanks.
I'm stoked.
So, Aisha, sum up your relationship with pop culture for
us.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, I forgot that question was coming. My relationship with pop culture. Honestly, I've learned a lot from this podcast because my pop culture knowledge is pretty low. To
really?
Be honest. Yeah.
But so you're like a reality TV show junkie.
I mean, I do love some of those, but I feel like, I don't know, obviously there's so much more to pop culture that I don't always keep up with.
That's fair. I mean, there's like a million things to pop culture. We all have our little our niches.
Yeah. Yeah.
But okay, so what are your favorite reality TV shows?
My favorite reality TV. Well, I guess the first one I ever got into was The Bachelor.
Classic.
I watched that with my fam. And so we also watch Bachelor in Paradise. I love
that's
the
what's
dating
on right now, right?
Yeah, that's on right now.
Yeah.
Nice.
I love the dating reality TV shows. It's just you don't have to think. It's like easy watch drama, and they're in beautiful places, and it's like
beautiful
it's
people,
beautiful places, filled with drama.
So do you like
filled with entertaining drama?
Yeah.
Do you like Bachelor, Bachelorette, or Bachelor in Paradise? The best.
Oh man.
Out of the franchise, what is your favorite branch?
Man.
I'm asking the hard hitting, tough
questions. Hard questions.
Journalistic, right off the top.
Damn, I don't know. I'm really into Paradise, right? I mean, Paradise just started, so.
Doesn't Bachelorette have the best track record
for people
successful couples?
Successful.
Maybe.
Success?
Yeah. I believe that's true. Fact check
See,
us.
These are the facts I don't know. So maybe you know more than I do. I just watch the show.
And you and me have bonded over our love of Selling Sunset.
Oh, yes. Selling Sunset is so good. I can't wait for it to come back.
Christine Quinn, Burgers and Botox. If you haven't seen it.
I haven't.
Oh, she does, spoiler alert to Selling Sunset. She does an open house with the theme of burgers and, to sell a house of
right,
burgers
and
Botox.
Botox. Yeah.
She has free burgers and free Botox.
Beautiful.
That's beautiful.
That's beautiful.
I love it.
That's the quality content we need.
Yeah.
Quality content.
Absolutely.
I love a good reality TV show. Also, I mean, I love music. I love movies. I just feel like sometimes I'm behind a little bit.
I don't
like
know, though.
News, but
I think you're like more with it than you give yourself credit for.
Yeah, back in the day, I used to go to the movies like every weekend.
Yeah.
Mm. Every single weekend.
Well, COVID's changed that.
Definitely. But before that, too, I had slowed down. But when I was like growing up, man, movies. I'd see everything. I knew it, all of it. But it's all the other stuff like about people and their lives. I don't always keep up with like,
right.
Like celebrity
the
culture.
Celebrity news, yeah.
Right.
But I listen to their tracks and watch their movies, you know?
We know.
Totally, totally. Pause for the wind.
Pause for the wind.
Pause for the wind. Hold the wind.
We're so excited to have you, though.
Yeah, thank you. I'm stoked. I'm so excited.
You are caught up on pop culture because you listen to this pod.
That's right. This is true. That's what I'm saying.
You've upped my
pop culture knowledge for sure.
If you were to have a podcast, what would you want it to be on?
That's a great question.
That's a really hard question. If I had a podcast, what would I want it to be on? I don't know. Maybe like different friendships, different relationships, like talking about where those started and where they came from and how they've developed. I don't know if that'd be interesting.
That's totally interesting.
No, I think
absolutely.
I've always like described you as a bit of my therapist. Like I think that's like no, but like relationships and dealing with people is such a skill set for you. And I think that if you had a podcast or a YouTube channel on that, it would be great.
I'd listen
to
thanks.
It.
Thanks. For sure.
You heard it here, folks. You heard it here first.
Hey, this podcast was inspired on another podcast.
That's true. When Eric guested on my other podcast, Ghosts Are Everywhere. Right, we just talked about the Pussycat Dolls the whole time, even though it's a ghost comedy podcast.
Yeah.
And then this podcast was born essentially from
Then our first episode of this podcast was, of course, about PCD. And they will be making an appearance on this podcast.
Spoiler.
I mean, they pretty much make an appearance on every podcast.
I mean, they make an appearance in your brain about every day. So.
Yeah.
Every minute, every day, every hour.
I would say the staples on this podcast are there's PCD.
Yeah.
Pussycat Doll. Well, PCD slash Pussycat Dolls.
Yeah.
You know, they're the same.
We get it.
Britney Spears and BTS.
I would say Drag Race.
Drag Race
quite
does.
A bit.
Yeah, that's fair.
Honorable mention
for
Drag Race.
Aisha, why don't you watch Drag Race if you love so much TV, reality TV?
I mean, I've seen a couple seasons.
Fair.
I think I need to get back into it. It's one of those things, I was late to the party, so I had to binge, and it's not a bingeable one for me.
Okay.
There's so much of it.
Yeah.
There is
so,
so much.
It's so hard to keep up with, so I can't imagine, like, having to go back now.
Yeah. And I just, I think I get so much from the live, like, I was saying I went to a drag brunch yesterday.
Yes.
And that was everything. I would go, I'd watch that every day. But yeah, I don't know. Maybe I'll...
Maybe I'll get into it.
We'll see. I feel like I keep saying that.
I know, every time I'm like...
I love watching like the highlights. And
the lip syncs are great.
I love the lip syncs.
Yeah, the entertainment parts of it are entertaining.
Yeah.
Sure. I find sometimes a drama for Drag Race, so we love it. A little contrived, a little like mean even sometimes. Like I know a lot of people who can't watch Drag Race because they're like, I just don't like watching the queens be mean to each other.
Yeah.
Which is like a bit of a bummer, but
yeah,
I love it for the drama.
And I also hear that like now the judging is kind of different than it used to be.
Totally.
Oh, there's so much like producer influence.
Yeah. It's very clear that it's not it's not where it started, and a lot of times in a bad way.
But speaking of Drag Race, me and Carly just wanted to mention that 2 weeks ago we did our Drag Race episode.
Yes!
And when posted about it, we tagged Miss Tammy Brown.
Because we love Tammy Brown!
And she responded!
She responded to our story. She also reposted it. And then I posted it that she reposted our story. And then she responded to it and said, kiss! And a kiss emoji.
And commented on our
Instagram
post.
Yeah, and she commented on our Instagram post as well.
My God.
Wow. Tammy Brown was in the building. This was not a drill. It was amazing.
this was not a drill.
We love her so much. So.
Wow.
What an incredible shout out.
Yeah. Wow.
All right. Well, are we ready to get into our gassing up the time machine?
Let's do it!
Because, you know, Aisha, in order to go back to talk about the past, go back to the way back,
that's
as we say. By the way, Aisha is wearing our Yes. Stickers. We have one that says before there were hashtags and the other one that says let's go back to the way back.
That's right, yes. Baby.
Now this is my podcast shirt with these stickers on it.
It's so beautiful. It's so
we'd love to see it.
We love, I love them.
But before we go back to the way back, we need to gas up our time machine. So we're going to put 5 minutes on the clock.
That's right. You're going to start that timer and we're going to talk about today's current pop culture in order to take us back. So we can talk about yesteryear's pop culture.
Okay, here we go. In 5, 4,
three,
two, one. Hillary Duff got COVID.
Yeah! I was going to say that too. And she just started filming, right?
Yeah, she just started.
How I Met Your Father.
Yeah. First day of set, and she tested positive for the new Delta variant. Now she said, thank goodness I'm vaccinated. Yes, so she's not hitting it. She's not getting it hit too hard.
Right.
But it is crazy. Queen Hill.
Queen Hill herself.
What did she say? She has like sinus problems. I think she's lost
her taste. Has been in bed for the last 24 hours.
Yeah.
But
is at home.
But is at home. Not in the hospital.
Totally.
So get vaxxed.
Vaccinated.
Get
vaxxed. Because it's so important.
It can be bad, but it can be even worse if you're not vaxxed.
Totally. Yeah. Totally.
Do we have any more to say about?
I was just saying, I wonder what that means for filming.
Yeah.
Because obviously she can't.
She's the mother. She's the mother.
She's one looking for a father.
She's looking for the father.
Yeah, she's got to meet father. And how I Met Your Father.
She is the Ted Mosby of
the
series.
And I was so excited too after. I was so excited for the Lizzie McGuire reboot.
I know.
And so hearing that she was on another show. I also love Younger.
I love Younger.
So,
yeah.
I was ready for more. I'm always ready for more Hillary. I hope she's better soon.
Yeah. And then the other news, and I don't really want to talk about this because it makes me sad, but Britney Spears is being investigated for battery charges.
Oh, yeah. I
saw that headline, too.
And but I also saw a few deep dives on it.
Yeah, well, her dogs got taken
her
away.
Her dogs were stolen by Jamie, and apparently the person stealing them was a housekeeper of hers.
Yeah, and now her lawyer and sources closest, Spears, say that she didn't actually hit the housekeeper, that it was the housekeeper grabbed Britney's phone, and Britney went to grab it back
from
her.
Yeah, and hit the phone out of her hand,
essentially.
And they're saying that's battery.
Yeah.
Which is what they're investigating, I'm guessing.
But I want to, it's hard because, I want to believe victims.
Yeah.
But it's Britney, and Britney just seems like such a sweet person, and the sources are saying that it's also only a misdemeanor. There was no bodily harm to the woman.
Yeah. Well, also what I heard,
but I don't want to excuse it either.
I know, but it does sound very suspect at the same time, because I heard that the woman called the police, but then didn't stay at the house. She went to the police at the station, and there was conflicting, almost like she didn't. She didn't want them on the scene because there wasn't really anything that had happened almost.
Oh, yeah.
And so she wanted to actually just report it off-site. I don't really know. It's just
so they couldn't see the scene and
take
it from that?
Yeah, I'm not quite sure about that. Or, she also didn't want them to speak to Britney because it's Britney's home, right?
Yeah.
So I guess, I'm not quite sure. But her dogs are also returned. So her dogs are back with her after a couple weeks.
Yeah,
now.
They were at the vet because they're I don't know exactly what breed they are, but they are a high risk breed, sort of like a pug or a bulldog that needs extra care.
Yeah.
I think anything surrounding Britney right now with the Free Britney movement and Jamie Spears being a monster is everything suspect. Nobody, we don't know what to believe.
And there's going
to
be a lot of extra scrutiny because it's so high profile right now.
Yeah.
People are like, oh, anything small, it's going to be, everything with Britney Spears is always a headline, but especially right now, doubly so.
Yeah. And it's hard when you don't have a video or we can't just rewind that video and see what actually happens.
Yeah.
Not to
be like, oh, she didn't, not none of that, but it's interesting to see the different stories about it that are coming out.
Yeah. I mean,
they're looking into it.
What's interesting is that, back in 2007, the media was very against Britney, and I feel like the media is really for Britney right now.
Yeah. The climate's changed, I think.
Yeah.
feels that way.
A lot of people behind her, for sure. I wonder how many of those people have been fans forever and who's jumping on right now.
Yeah.
Too, because of everything she's going through. Because that, yeah, very separate from if you're a fan of her music, you can look at this whole situation and want to.
And still want to help.
Yeah, yeah. Want to fight for her. So, mm-hmm. I don't know.
But it's interesting to consider, for sure.
Yeah, well, Britney news, right? Hillary news.
It was Demi Lovato's birthday, I think, on Friday.
We love them. We love Demi. Ooh.
Yeah,
such a day for all the icons,
all the Disney stars,
all the pop stars,
all the Disney stars,
all the X-acts. Well, not all, because we didn't talk about Miley or Selena.
That's right. That's
I have been listening to a lot of Lindsay. Just saying. Well, that is 5 minutes. All right. Well, speaking of Brit, today's topic, as we hop in our time machine and go back, it's a good one.
It's a good
one. Saved this one for last.
It's true.
Because
it's been on the docket.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is about Britney's lost album, also known as the Forbidden album, also known as her original doll album, the shelved fifth studio album by Miss Britney Spears.
That's right. Britney Spears, you know her, you love her, we stan her. But for many who are just casual fans, they might not know about this lost album that she never released. Which, much like Smile by the Beach Boys, which is their famously abandoned album, this is Britney's version of that.
Yeah.
There's a lot of lore surrounding this mysterious album.
So on a mysterious cold, well, maybe not cold because it was California, but on a mysterious December of 2004, just before New Year's Eve, Jesse Lozano at Kiss FM in the Burbank offices got a call saying Britney Spears is on the phone and she wants to play her new song and come for an interview.
Totally. It's also important to note that Jesse Lozano was a fill-in host.
Yeah.
Because this was the holidays. And so, of course, you can imagine any host receiving this phone call is like, we love teens making a prank. Like,
right.
What is this? This is not how stars get their music played.
And it was like an hour notice, right?
Yeah.
It was like, I'm coming now.
Literally.
I will be there in 1 hour. Get ready to play my new song.
Yeah.
And I'm here for an interview.
And he's like, what a good bit. Okay, I
guess.
Okay, sure. We'll say yes to Britney.
But also, you don't want to turn that down if it is true.
Right. Turns out,
One hour later, she was outside his station with a bodyguard, her chihuahua, no shoes, and a CD with a new song.
The essentials.
Incredible. All you need.
All you need.
So the interview was 22 words long. That's all she said.
An incredibly short interview.
We could do a dramatic reading of the interview because I've got it here.
And I also do have to say, I didn't know about this. I was such a Britney fan and I had no idea.
Yeah. Well, Aisha, would you like to do a live dramatic reading of this Britney interview with me?
Of course. Dream come true. Okay.
Dream. You get to play Britney Spears.
You get to play Britney Spears.
How many people can say that?
Just me.
And I get to play Jesse Lozano. That's an honor.
Ah! Whoa.
And Carly gets to play the listeners.
That's right. I love listening, so it's perfect. Okay, give it to us.
I'll do my best radio voice. Britney Spears, live in studio. Do you have to take a super secret CIA mission secure route to Burbank from your crib so you don't get followed?
No.
I don't see anyone outside.
I know, it's awesome.
I walked out there and there wasn't one camera anywhere.
I know, it's great.
Well, thanks for hanging tonight. Good luck with your album. It's untitled?
It's probably going to be called Original Doll, so.
And it's half done?
Yeah, it's halfway done right now.
All right, so maybe by the summer? Maybe by the fall?
Yeah, maybe a little bit earlier.
All right, well, here's her new song, Mona Lisa.
I'm just kidding.
She's unforgettable. She's an original. She's been clowned. She's been clowned.
Oh my God. Love it. Yeah, so super interesting interview. She doesn't say hardly anything at all, but she gives us enough information that it spiraled into this, like, huge thing. She drops an album name. She drops a relative timeline. And then she drops a song.
And says nowhere. It's half done.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah. It's not just some idea.
No. She's like this is an album. Working on it. It's happening. It might be coming out at this time. Here's a song.
It is also important to know that this is the first and the last time Mona Lisa would ever be played on radio.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. Because a week later, her label Jive said it wouldn't be serviced to the radio. And they also took that time to say no album was scheduled at the moment. But Britney had been in the studio working. So it's super interesting that her way of going about this is absolutely refuted by her label publicly. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, even today, yeah. Most Jive employees claim to be unfamiliar with the album and that it was never scheduled for an internal release.
Yeah.
And it was just a young girl who was talking about her future, like, plans.
Yeah, she's like, right. I'm working on this, like, concept. Like, it's just this thing that's, you know, in my heart and in my head. And, like, it might come out. Like, she didn't say any of that.
Yeah.
She really came in with an agenda that day and let them have it. And then Jive is still like, no, it's just, she's just dreamer. She's a girl.
Yeah.
She doesn't know things.
And they wouldn't even let her release just that one song either.
Yeah, it would eventually be released on the Chaotic EP.
Right. Yeah, because, which is really interesting, and we can talk about it in a bit. The interesting thing, too, is it happened in, like, 2004. And, like, to think back to 2004, it's such a different climate than it is today, because today stars share whatever they want on socials, typically. Yeah, maybe sometimes they have to go through a few different people to get it okayed, depending on who it is and what it is. But, like, essentially, if they want to share something with the public, they have an easy route to. They have Instagram, they have Twitter, they have many other ways. And Britney didn't have access to any of that. And especially because we long know Britney has been under a strong influence from those around her, especially those who profit off of her.
Yeah.
Even before what she's going through today with the conservatorship.
Yeah.
But at this point, this 22-year-old girl, this young woman, has, you know, a vision, a voice, and she wants to share what she wants to share clearly. And this is the route she took because it seems as though, yeah, she couldn't upload things to SoundCloud. You can't just, like, share something on Instagram Live. Like, there wasn't a way for her to get what she wanted to say out there. And so she basically, it seems like, went rogue and said, here's a song, you need to play it.
Mm-hmm.
Which is so incredible. I think that's so badass.
Yeah, I'm like, good for her. Good for Britney.
Right?
For trying.
Yeah.
And it was supposed to be like a darker sequel to In the Zone, this whole album.
Yeah, it was more R&B influenced, for sure. Darker. The article on BuzzFeed that talks about this really talks about how she was very inspired by Justin Timberlake's album. And that it was...
Cry Me a River.
Yeah, that she was really trying to come out sort of... to come back from her Justin breakup. It is important to look at the context of what was happening to Britney at the time. So she was going through both some of the most extreme highs and lows of her life. So she had released In the Zone, which, though not her most commercially successful album, is considered to be her album of breakthrough between child star to adult.
Yeah, it's her time of transition.
Well, I think it's her time, for me, it's her time of, like, she's fully transitioned, where it's, she has Baby One More Time, Oops, which are her, like, teeny bopper albums. And then she has Britney, which is her transitional album, where she has Slave for You and all that.
Right.
And then she goes into The Zone, which is Into the Zone. It is the...
yeah.
It is her, like, fully realized, I am an adult now, I'm no longer a 17-year-old.
That's true. It's kind of like, the way that I kind of relate it is it's like Miley Cyrus Can't Be Tamed, almost.
Yeah.
It's like such a flip. It's such a, like, also sexualized, provocative flip, which they did in the tour.
See, I think of it more as Miley Cyrus Bangers. Tamed to me is more Slave for You,
maybe.
Britney, where it's like, I'm still brunette Miley, but I'm long hair,
but
I'm bad now.
Yeah, but I'm this same, but
I have an
bad edge.
Yeah.
Whereas you're right, I guess Bangers Miley, she's like, look at my space buns, I'm blonde.
Yeah, I'm
Bangers.
Appropriating.
Yeah, big time.
Right.
Yeah, I guess that's quite true. I'm on board with that, for sure. But yeah, it's also at this point, because from around 2002 to 2003, she spent a lot of time in the studio working on In the Zone, and other things as well.
Yeah, she also went on the Onyx Hotel tour, which was huge. And then, while filming a music video, had a knee injury.
Yeah.
Which sidelined her for a while so that she got into the studio and recorded, as well as having a 52-hour marriage.
She sure yes. did, because in January of 2004, she got married in Vegas to her childhood friend, Jason Alexander. No, not from Seinfeld. And they lasted for 55 hours of marriage. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is a whirlwind. That sounds also amazing and hilarious. Like, that sounds like a great bit.
A great bit,
but
yeah.
it's also super weird.
Except it wasn't a bit.
No, it was not a bit.
Real
it was,
life.
It actually happened. Yeah, and so that's the point where the tabloids kind of get a hold of her and they start calling her things like out of control, over the edge, in response to that. She also, in 2004, which is just before, you know, because the whole playing of Mona Lisa happened December of 2004, yeah. so this is the setup for the year ahead, before. She toured to 93 cities for In the Zone, which she had just released the year prior.
Yeah.
And
that's
it was,
Onyx Hotel. Tour.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And it was, very provocative tour. It had, like, a lot of, like, sexy dancing. She was, like, in a bathtub at one point. It was very, like...
Yeah.
Yeah. It sounds awesome. But I think it was a very big change for a lot of Britney fans from...
Oh, I will, sure. I will full on say that this was my lol in Britney fandom.
Mm.
Me too.
This is when I transitioned to Hilary Duff.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what I did too. Yeah.
Makes sense.
This is about.
I don't think I was ready for that. I was
just not at that stage.
Such a good little, yeah.
yeah.
Goody two shoes. I was like.
Now I love
I don't
In
know
the
that
Zone.
Yet. Absolutely.
But
yeah.
Yeah, I also don't remember it being on my radar at the time at all. But reading about it now, I'm like, oh, that's something.
Yeah.
Oh, but the thing I do remember about this is around the time when I remember the rumor that Britney Spears doesn't sing her own music when she's on tour. She only lip syncs, kind of comes out. Because it seems like for about the 16-song set, she pretty much only sings one of them live.
Yeah.
Mm. So the whole, like, if you go to a Britney show, it doesn't matter. You could just listen to the CD because she doesn't sing her own music. It's kind of, I think, when that whole thing happened. But on that tour, she meets Kevin Federline.
Yeah, she meets her future husband father of her children, yeah. both.
Yeah, that's right. He joined the tour as a backup dancer. And while this was all happening, she had still been working on some of this music she had been working on while she had been in the studio before.
Mm-hmm.
And so during some sound checks and things, she would have her band work on what would later be Mona Lisa at sound checks, which is normal for a lot of different acts, but for a pop act, it doesn't seem very normal.
Yeah.
Because, like, it's not singer-songwriter stuff. You're not, like, switching up your set because, you know, it's all show-stopping. You can't. But she was like, let's work on this song. We're making it happen. We'll record it when we have a chance, kind of thing.
Yeah. So, do we want to get into the content of Mona Lisa?
Sure.
So, Mona Lisa was released, but there is differences between the lyrics of the original played radio station version. Yeah, so the original demo version had very different, had a few lyrical changes to the eventually released version that was on the Chaotic EP.
Right.
So, for example, she goes in the original demo, it says, cause she's gone, while it gets changed to, cause she's cloned.
That's right.
Which would eventually lead to a bit of a conspiracy theory.
The reason why we're laughing, right?
Yeah. So most people believe that the lyrical content, oh, cicadas, they're back.
They also think it's
Here
funny
they are.
And they want to know.
They all want to know.
Lyrically, Mona Lisa draws comparisons between Britney and Mona Lisa because Mona Lisa is the most sought after piece of art within the art world. Everybody comes
Absolutely.
To see it. It has also been stolen a number of times from the Louvre, and it is the most reproduced work of art in
it's everywhere.
Yeah.
Everyone knows what the Mona Lisa looks like, no matter the corner of the globe. Pretty much you're gonna find somebody who knows what the Mona Lisa looks like.
She also, can I add a side note about,
yeah,
well, 100%.
About how she used it as her alter ego?
Yeah,
go on.
And can't remember exactly what she said, but in certain instances where she had to be a little, I guess, more direct and, like, you know, maybe tell people what to do, where to go,
then she would use that. It felt more comfortable to put herself into that persona than to be herself, so she could take charge.
Yeah, yeah, when Brittany wanted to get stuff done, she was Mona Lisa.
Yeah, she wanted to get stuff done, yeah.
That's right.
She also used it in, oh, what video was it?
Oh, Do Something?
Do Something, yeah. And that's the video that people have all these conspiracies about titles that are in the album. It would have been in the original Doll album. And her hinting at different things. But yeah, she actually filmed that under that alias.
Totally. She directed it. So she had a lot of say in the creative.
Yeah, when there's like these doors that close and it says Mona Lisa on the doors in the Do Something video.
Yeah, but then there's all like, there's stuff on her shirt. People, I don't know, there's all different titles that people are like, oh, that's probably, you know.
Yeah, everyone people are really reading into the clues.
Yeah.
Yeah, Easter eggs.
Yeah. And she identifies with Mona Lisa because she feels overprotected, much like Mona Lisa is overprotected. I don't know if it's overprotected, but super, super security.
Right.
Also, she feels reproduced because the music industry at the time was trying to really reproduce Britney Spears-like performers.
Because she's a hit.
Because she's a hit.
She's a freaking hit.
In fact, famously at the time, an audition came out looking for Britney Spears-like performers to be a part of a new girl group.
Oh,
and what group that was.
Yeah.
Which would eventually become the Pussycat Dolls.
What?
What?
Well, hence the original
doll.
Yeah. Oh my God, when I read about that, I got chill. I was like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Freaked out a little bit, yeah.
Which is kind of weird, because eventually in the circus tour, she would go on tour with the dolls.
Yeah, and she almost made an appearance
and
with them.
She did make an...
They cut it!
She did... Yeah, she filmed in the When I Grow Up video.
Right.
She makes a cameo, but they cut it.
Oh, wow.
And also, she performed with the dolls previous to this at the at the Roxy, I believe.
Yeah, she totally did.
So, yeah, she doesn't necessarily hate the dolls. She's just mad that the music industry is...
It's saying she's a type.
She's a
type.
Like,
I don't think anyone would come... Like, I wouldn't come to that kindly, being like, we're looking for all the Carly Billings of the world. I'm like, but I'm right here. I'm already doing it. So why are you looking for a bunch
of clones? Where are you looking? Yeah, clones.
Yeah, so, like, I guess it's... It is, like, flattery. I mean, I guess, what's the saying about flattery? Imitation is a form of flattery. It's, like, the highest form of flattery.
Right.
Which, like, that's amazing that they're looking for you, but you're already here. So I can see how that would be upsetting, especially to young artists who, like, worked really hard to be, you know, something. Especially a woman in the music industry in general.
And it's not like she's even on the panel or, like, it's
people
going behind your back to look for you.
They're like, we're looking for you, but no, not you.
But,
actually, we want everyone else but you.
And we don't need your input.
Yeah, we have no interest in what you have to say at all. Also, don't do anything you're doing. We want to tell you what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
So, I totally get why that's
now there
an issue.
Is a second interpretation of the she's been because she's gone / because she's cloned line. So much like Avril Lavigne, around this time, there is rumors that Britney Spears was cloned and killed off and replaced by her clone.
Her robot Britney.
Yeah.
Yeah. Clone. Yeah, for sure.
Wow. Could you imagine?
Oh yeah.
Right? Some people don't imagine. They really believe
some people,
it. They're really
what do you believe, listeners?
Yeah. Oh,
yeah, so what it is that she has been, that around 2002, 2004, they clone her, put the clone on ice so that it's no longer there, and that so she's now aware that there's a clone of her, so she's recording this as Britney, and then in 2007 when she goes into rehab that's when the swap out happens.
This would make a great movie.
It is such a movie. It is such
a
movie.
Series or something.
Aisha, write it.
Okay. If I could write, well, maybe I'll try. We'll see what happens.
You could be the star.
I could be.
You could be Britney Spears.
Britney Spears.
No, it'd be a fictionalized version.
Yeah,
right. Yeah.
You could be a mashup
based
of
on her story.
Britney, bit of Beyonce.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
right.
Mashup of the stars of that time.
Yeah. Maybe I'll just hire a writer and split the profits.
Smart.
Oh my God. That would be good though.
But and it part of the reason why Britney Spears lip syncs, I don't think she fully lip syncs. I think she sings live to tracks.
But also so many stars do that when they're performing every night. Yeah. Yeah. Like for hours and hours for our entertainment.
Absolutely.
Sometimes they need a little
backing to help them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Part of the argument is that the clone lip syncs because she doesn't have the same voice as Britney.
Well, it all makes sense.
There's the facts. Okay. We love our facts so much.
There you go. Wow.
Yeah. Wowzers. Did we want to get into a bit of just before leading up to the Kiss FM situation?
Yeah.
So back to Kevin Federline. As all of this is happening, they get engaged, and then they get married in October. But then she posts to her website saying she's taking a break.
Yes.
Just taking a break in general. But then she later comes back and clarifies she's taking a break from being told what to do. Which I think she did do that.
Yes.
She certainly took a break from being told what to do. And there's no other reason why we would be here talking about this today if she hadn't. So I love that.
Yeah.
Eight weeks later, she went to Kiss FM and said, "Here you go." Because it seems as though her label management had no clue that was happening. So she played Mona Lisa. Later on, though, Mona Lisa, though it has been played on the radio, etc., it was eventually released as a part, like we mentioned earlier, of the Chaotic EP, which it seems, in general, closest in Britney's discography to showing what Original Doll could have been like.
Yeah, so there's a lot of speculation on which songs eventually would get repurposed for other albums, what songs never made the light of day.
I've seen so many different names. I don't even know, well, it's hard for anyone to know which ones are true, but some of the names, though, of the titles that I saw.
Yeah. Do you want to read some of the titles
for us?
Some
of the titles.
Yeah.
They could be all wrong, but...
Love it.
It's like, well, Mona Lisa, of course. That's the only confirmed one. But then there's, like, Beware, Diary of...
Ellipses.
Giving It Up for Love,
which was written by Britney herself. That's what my sources say.
It's My Life, Little Me,
written by Britney.
Totally.
My Own Way,
written by Britney.
Out of Here, is that one of them?
Yeah, absolutely.
Spin the Record, Things We Do for Love, The Fugitive, Under Pressure.
Totally.
Yeah. And then,
I'm sure there's more.
So a lot of these songs were written by a woman named Michelle Bell. And she said she worked really closely with Britney during the Onyx Hotel era. And Britney was quoted as saying to her, she said, so this is what she says in this interview. She said nobody really listens to her. She just wanted somebody to say, I believe in you beyond this pop machine.
Yeah. So
that's it. That's it.
That's what you want. She just wanted to be heard. Britney wanted to do Britney.
It's so simple. Yeah. She just wanted to be herself and have space to do that and say what she wants to say.
Yeah.
And she had nothing bad to say.
No, that's nothing the thing. Bad. If anything, she had a lot of important things to say.
Absolutely.
Michelle said that in 2002, they wrote a song called Look Who's Talking. And this is one of those rumored songs that possibly could have been included on Original Doll. And it was supposed to be written about Justin Timberlake. Like, she purposely uses words like justified to have a double meaning towards Justin Timberlake's album called Justified. But the song would not be released by Britney. It was eventually covered by a Korean singer, BoA, in 2008. But Britney Spears' version would leak in 2012, so you can hear it on the YouTube.
Sure can. Mm-hmm. So a lot of this time, as they're working together. Also, did you all know that Britney plays piano really well?
Yeah. She wrote the from Every Time.
Legend.
She's so talented.
And I think a lot of people don't know that. Like, people think, oh, if I know a pop star who plays piano, they're probably going to go Lady Gaga.
Yeah.
Like, but if she was allowed to do what she wanted.
If she's allowed to do what she wanted.
She probably has so many other talents we don't know about.
Oh, for sure she does. And so, not only is she, you know, like 2002, 2003, around this time, playing up a storm of piano, she's also writing other music that is unlike her other music, which is why they were really afraid of this potential album, I think, which was more empowering, more R&B influence. She apparently had some country bops on there. It wasn't all pop, which is, I think, why it was so far from what they had been cultivating for her, that it was it was Axe, essentially. Right. In the song Take Off, she sings about tolerance, love, peace, essentially her version of like Michael Jackson's Black and White, kind of like a Lady Gaga Born This Way, pre-Born This Way. And so, like, she's a gal ahead of her time. If we had had that song in 2004 instead of, you know, when did Born This Way come out? Like 2010s, for
yeah.
sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like, she was...
Well, she's always been a champion for the gay community.
Totally.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Totally. The community was deprived of that.
Yeah.
Like, that's awful.
Well, because at the time it wasn't as cool.
Exactly, you know? Because she was a trendsetter. They're like, no, we can't rock the boat.
Yeah, we don't want
you're
wanna...
top of the pops, girl.
Yeah.
That's what
you don't want you to
can't
fall.
Go into uncharted territory.
Right.
They're like, we don't know what that
we're
what?
Not sure about that.
We don't know about that.
What is that?
Oh, my goodness.
Another song she wrote for the... It's one of those songs that they don't know if she wrote it for the album or for something else.
Right.
But around this time, she wrote Someday, which would eventually be released on the Chaotic EP soundtrack.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all about when she first found out that she was pregnant. And it's this beautiful song, and she wrote it herself. And it's one of my personal favorites. I will say the Chaotic EP is not well known by people. It's one of those that people forget.
I didn't know about it. Looked all this up.
Yeah, it doesn't count really as anything, which is how they wanted it. Seems.
Well, yeah, they're like, here, we'll release this. We'll release some of the songs.
Yeah, we'll release it.
Yeah,
we'll
we did work on a thing.
We did
it. Here it is.
Yeah, we can say we did it.
Yeah, because it wasn't until about 3 years later, in 2007, when her next studio album happened.
Yeah, and it was Blackout, which was a completely different turn. She had very little writing credits on the album.
Totally.
It's... Her voice was used more as an instrument in the mix rather than being about the lyrical content of the album.
Absolutely.
It's more dance, EDM inspired. Mm-hmm. It's also considered to be one of her best albums.
Yeah,
but
it is
it's
a party.
Very different than what Original Doll was intended to be.
Right. Yeah. It's also like post-divorce, post-rehab.
Yeah,
she's gone through a lot.
She's grown up a lot. She's got a lot more to say. A whole new perspective.
Yeah, a whole new perspective, but nobody gets to see it.
Yeah.
Also.
One little going back to Britney being a clone.
the cicadas are like, tell us about
the cicadas are going for it.
Yeah.
In Britney Spears' Blackout album, Break the Ice.
Mm.
Let me break that ice. It's the animated music video, and she's a spy breaking into a clone factory.
So they're like, they're showing us she's a clone. It's in
just
plain
more
sight.
Ammo, yeah. It's
they're
true.
Not even trying to hide it. oh my gosh.
Yeah, now I need to go back and watch everything and see.
Yeah, all the hints.
Can we find the clone?
I need to find the moment they released
the
clone.
Moment they released the clone.
It's also believed that My Prerogative, which was released on her Greatest Hits album, is also believed to be written for Original Doll because it
totally.
Not written because I mean, it's a cover
yeah
but
right yeah
but was
meant
recorded
for,
to be
yeah.
part of her version of it yeah. Which makes sense like with it would totally fit into that album from what we know of it
we were deprived
release it
yeah
but like actually Britney when you are free please release
please.
Original Doll. Do you know how much people would buy that album?
People would lose their minds.
And
Britney,
everything else you've probably written that we haven't heard yet,
yeah, give it all to us. We know you're so versatile and no one's letting you do it, but we all are here to see it.
We are here for it.
Yeah, absolutely.
We back you 100% Britney.
Yeah, we love a versatile queen and we know that's you, girl.
Yeah.
So.
Cicadas.
They love it. They applause. Can't you hear it?
They live for the applause. The applause. Round pop
star.
No,
wrong
but it is.
Girl.
Like, honestly, I would love to see Britney release a lot of her unreleased stuff. Like,
totally.
Of course, her version
yeah.
of Telephone was leaked on YouTube, and it's great because Gaga wrote Telephone for Britney Spears.
Yeah.
Right.
So many cool things. I don't know. Britney's a legend.
I think there was also an interesting point about the content of Mona Lisa.
Yeah.
There was one part of it I think I read that it said she'd be unforgettable, unpredictable, and not have a collapse.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is, interesting, and then looking at the whole
situation.
The whole situation and how her life
unfolded
after that. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Good point, Aiyu.
Oh, thanks.
Love it.
Aisha, what did growing up Britney mean to you? Because you were a fan growing up, right?
Oh yeah, I was definitely a fan growing up. Like Baby One More Time. I remember listening to what's her second album name?
Oops.
It was Oops. No.
Or
is
Crazy.
That what Slave for You is on? Oops.
No.
No.
Oh, which one Slave was for You
is on Britney.
The third one. Yeah.
Britney. I remember listening to Britney in a car with the I'd always pull out the pan. What do you call it?
Yeah.
I don't have words.
The pamphlet. Yeah.
The pamphlet.
The booklet.
The album booklet.
The booklet
album.
In the CDs. Yeah. Like you used to have to do. Like in the car with my grandparents, reading every lyric. I loved the Slave for You, that song in particular. I don't know.
So appropriate for us as kids.
Yeah.
Right.
I was in grade 4.
I was like testing, yeah.
I was in grade 4 wanting to do it for a talent show.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So good.
See, I was like slightly dipping my toe in, but then I think after that I kind of switched over maybe to Hillary.
Yeah.
Fair. So I wasn't quite there yet.
Yeah.
But she was.
We were not in the zone, you might say.
Not in the zone. Not yet.
Not yet.
Not yet.
Not yet.
In the zone now.
Nearby the zone, but not in.
Yeah. I just feel like I'm not a girl, not yet a woman. Like, so many of her things I related to in growing up as a kid who wanted to be more herself and wanted to expand and wanted to learn more and grow. And
yeah.
One
of the things that I actually identify with Britney a lot is that Britney has said, and just from knowing you, Aisha, and correct me if I'm wrong, she's always said that she's not really meant for this industry because she's actually very introverted and shy.
That's me.
But she comes alive on stage.
Yeah.
And I've always identified with Britney because of that.
Yeah, I was going to say that point too because that's always how I felt. I felt like a different person on stage. But yeah, I was always the shy, introverted, just wanted to please everyone little kid. So I related to her a lot in that aspect, and seeing that side of her in certain interviews and things, and then seeing her perform on stage, like seeing that she could do that, I think made me feel like I could do it. So
yeah, there's such this weird but amazing dichotomy with Britney that mm-hmm. she is so shy in interviews and so sweet, and
so
then she
sweet.
Is a firecracker on stage.
Yeah.
And I know I see that with
you. I see that in you, too.
Oh.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Absolutely.
Thanks.
And so sweet. Like, she's so friendly.
Yeah.
And we see that with a lot of performers, too. Like,
mm-hmm.
And, like, to compare Beyonce to Britney, again, like, both of, like, Britney's as Mona Lisa and Beyonce's as Sasha Fierce. Like, they're both such.
They
have alter egos. They have this such a shy, quiet personas as people. And then, like, they are fire on stage.
Mm-hmm.
They are so good.
They are performers with a capital P.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
And that you can be both of those things.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That those are both parts of them that are very strong and, prevalent always in their lives. So,
totally.
I think it's really cool.
Yeah, you don't have to be one or the other.
You don't have to be one thing. You can be everything.
Yes.
We love it.
We love that.
Yeah. Any final thoughts on Britney before we move on?
Should we all say our favorite Britney album?
Yeah.
That might be a fun
album or Britney song?
Let's do both.
Oh my
gosh.
I don't know how you pick.
I'll go first.
Yeah, go for it.
I don't mind. I really love the Blackout album.
Okay.
I think Gimme More is amazing. Piece of Me is clever. Radar's on two albums, but because it's a bonus track on Circus as well.
Yeah.
But it's originally on Blackout. And I think Blackout has a bit of this like underdog thing because it probably had the least amount of promotion up until around Britney Jean, because it was during her her trouble period. But it is considered to be one of the best Britney albums, and I would agree. I can still listen to it. Toy Soldier is a jam. Looking for a soldier. Yeah. No, I do. But my favorite Britney song is, I think, I do love Slave for You.
Mm.
And I know it's controversial because some people don't like Slave for You. It's actually her lowest charting up to that date her lowest charting lead single.
With the snake and everything?
Yeah, but that's not in the music video.
But still.
Yeah.
It's iconic.
It is iconic. Oh, jet plane. Brittany's doing the Toxic video up there. Who wants to go next?
You go.
Okay, I'll
I'm
go
still
next.
Thinking about
Give me
it.
Some time. My favorite album, I don't know why, but I love Circus. I think the reason I love it is because around when Circus came out, I got back into dance. And so we did a lot of like warm-ups and a lot of dance to that album. And I just, like, it makes me want to just go. It's really fun. I recently bought it on cassette because I just got a cassette player again.
Yes.
And I think it's so funny. Yes. And so I've been listening to a lot of Circus recently, which I am very into. But my favorite Britney song, I think, is Lucky.
Oh, Lucky.
Lucky.
Yeah.
Speaking of Circus, we just did Circus Camp at camp. Yes. And we did our end of the week performance,
circus?
Too. Oh, lies on me in the center of the ring just like a circus.
When it's so good. It's so good. Yeah. If you can't just not listen to that and not want to just tear it
They're
up.
They're just also singable.
They you know are. I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a lot of music that's not singable.
True.
I love it.
Do you have a particular favorite? We'll finish this chat plane going by.
Oh.
Rude.
Hold for plane.
Hold for plane.
I guess that's our problem with recording outside, but we're just giving you ambiance.
Yeah, ambiance.
Giving you
like
nature,
it.
Giving you all the things.
Yeah.
I don't know, and I feel like I might be mixing up albums in my head.
Oh, I will correct you.
You'll correct me, yeah. Thank you.
There we go.
Maybe the Britney album, but mine...
Britney album does have some good ones.
Baby One More Time, like, was
also
the beginning.
Max Martin, Baby One More Time. Max Martin wrote it, produced it. It is brilliant.
Yeah. And
iconic,
I mean,
really.
That was how I got into Britney, so...
Fun fact, Max Martin is Swedish, I believe.
I think that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he thought hit meant call. So, like, he
call
didn't...
Call Me Baby One More Time.
He thought it was Call Me Baby One More Time, but he just didn't understand. So that's why it's Hit Me Baby One More Time.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, like, my gosh. I guess, like, Hit Me Up. Like,
yeah.
He was just like,
right.
Hit.
Yeah.
That's
right.
All we need is just the first word of that.
Yeah.
And I definitely remember having my cassette of that
Love
album.
That.
But my favorite song... It might be I'm Not a Girl.
I'm not a girl.
I don't know. I do
Written
love that
for
one.
The famous movie Crossroads.
That's
love
right.
Crossroads.
That's right.
Starring Zoe Saldana. You can watch or listen to our second podcast for more information on that.
Yes.
That's totally right. That's totally right.
I definitely belted that one out many a time.
Jam.
It's so good.
I get probably, I remember specifically in my grandparents' car, my feet, like, up on the dash and I got in big trouble. It's like, I think I was feeling myself. I was like, yeah, you know, breaking free, trying to be rebellious.
Love that.
But
rebellious.
Keep your feet
Aisha.
Off the dash. That's as far as I got. Britney took me there.
That's the Britney guarantee.
That's the Britney guarantee.
Heard it here first. Britney made Aisha put her feet on the dashboard.
Such a rebel!
Got me in trouble with my grandpa.
She's like, outrageous, when I'm at a party. Outrageous, with my foot on the dash. Outrageous, when I'm
tapping
the
beat
in my sexy jeans. Outrageous, when I'm driving to the
I'm
scene.
Like, I'm driving now, grandpa. And then I went wild.
Outrageous, my real drive. The lyric is sex drive.
Oh my gosh.
Well, I think that's like that outrageous is kind of when I fell out with Britney a bit, just because she was like, mass sex drive. I was like, I don't
she
even know
what that is.
What
is that? Yeah, that's the thing.
Like, I cannot drive.
Like,
that's
I just
not
don't,
allowed.
I don't know what you're talking about, so. Let me go back and listen to Baby One More Time.
Baby One More Time is an iconic first single ever.
Totally.
Like,
oh, yeah.
Yeah. Like,
yeah.
No
this
one.
Is,
yeah. Yeah. There's nothing that beats that. How do you. Who thinks that that's going to be, like, the thing, you know?
I mean, Genie in a Bottle, please.
Genie in a Bottle,
hoops?
Please.
Yeah. Genie in a Bottle, where?
Christina,
wears?
Who?
Christina. Well, what? Technically, Christina's first single, though, was the pop version of Reflection from Mulan.
That's true.
Oh,
yeah.
Epic.
Didn't love it. Loved
really?
The movie version better. I was never
Leah Salonga
yeah.
slays.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I was never
absolutely.
The girl that loved the, like, 90s Disney in the credits, like, let's have the stars sing. I was like, Leave it to the other people. They already did it.
I still love
90s.
Those.
They still
love
do it.
Both.
Yeah, Demi Lovato doing Let It Go.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's right. Oh, that's right.
I mean, at least Demi can belt. So it made sense to have them do it.
I just always found it funny when it was like a ballad and then you get to the credits and it's like, it's like an up-tempo.
It's like you had fun, right? Let's all remember how much fun we had.
I think Reflections is actually really funny just because it's like, Lea Salonga, like, beautiful Broadway, pure tone.
Yeah.
Who is that girl I see? And then Christina Aguilera. With, like, the growl.
Some stank on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So funny.
But Christina, we love wave. Christina, too.
We do.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Come on over.
Oh,
that's a jam.
Come on over, baby.
Oh, my God.
Dirty. Dirty is so good.
Oh, Dirty. Yes.
For the longest time, I didn't know the track was spelt with, like, three R's or something. I remember trying to look it up.
Dirty.
I
Dirty. Now, what is a sexier song, Dirty or Slave?
Oh.
This is, like, this is one of those iconic questions. I can throw in a third one on Buttons, too.
I think maybe Buttons would win.
You think Buttons is the sexiest?
I don't know.
I think
Slave, Dirty
maybe.
Wasn't on my radar for so long. Mm.
Right. See, I
it's
think
come it, back on my radar since watching All Star 6.
Yeah, because it was so
good.
Reminded
me
yeah.
how sexy that song is. Kylie Sonique Love put that back in my brain.
Manila,
so maybe what I need to
Manila
do
Luzon
see,
who?
Right. Manila. Maybe I need to see her perform all three of them, and then I will be able to know
yeah.
which is the sexiest.
I think...
Because I think she's the sexiest person in the world.
Do you have an answer, Aish?
I don't know. What do you think?
Well, I think Slave is the sexiest because it's sultry.
Mm-hmm, oh, it's more mm-hmm, low-key? Mm-hmm.
It's more...
It's not so in
It's
your
more
face.
Like... I'm going to leave a little bit up to your imagination.
Okay.
You know, it has...
Yeah, that's always... sexier, I think.
And Buttons
yeah,
is Buttons is kind of like
yeah,
that
yeah.
too. Buttons is actually like lyrically, Buttons is about not having sex. It's about some guy talking about sex and not having sex.
Yeah, right. That's so true.
So I think it goes Slave, Dirty, Buttons, in my opinion. But Buttons is also
I think
pretty
maybe
sexy.
Maybe Slave, Buttons, Dirty.
Okay,
I think I'm on that.
Okay, maybe I'm maybe I'm there too.
Maybe you're wrong.
Maybe I'm
wrong. Maybe you're not right, Eric. Hang on.
I know. I'm getting my PCD card revoked for my answer. I hope these cicadas. I hope you can understand us through these cicadas.
They're here for it.
Yeah,
they
they're
love
here for
it.
It.
Sexy cicadas.
Sexy cicadas.
Sexy cicadas.
Yeah. Can you say that sexy?
Like that cicadas. Yeah. Are you, like, listening to us buzz, 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 buzz? I hope none of my family is listening to this right now.
That was good.
Tessa Tratch, that was for you.
That's on my the top of my list now. It's that, then Buttons, then Dirty.
Well, it's good we recorded it, so it'll
be
there
can
forever.
We release it?
Yeah.
So when I was doing Grease... My friend Tessa, that she would do that with, like, if you said anything that could be, like, twisted. And then I stole it and would do it in Beauty and the Beast and Hairspray.
That's
so people,
funny.
Like, we were at a barbecue one time and someone was like, oh, can I get, like, the big hamburger? And I was like, yeah, you want that big, juicy hamburger, yeah? I'm exposing
like,
myself.
Yeah, I do, actually.
Yeah, but... What I came here for.
I asked for you. Thank you.
Should we move on to pop picks
before
I get carried away?
Let's do it. Pop picks, baby.
Aisha, what are your pop picks? We'll start with you.
Wait, do I have multiple?
You can pick as many
one. Yeah, one or two or five or.
Well, the only one I can think of right now is Modern Love.
Yeah, you like that Modern Love? Yeah.
I'm beating it now. Modern Love. It's on
Amazon Prime.
Yeah. I haven't seen the second season, but I know it just came out. But I loved the first season, so I'm ready to go.
It's an anthology series, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. They keep recommending it to me, so I haven't had a real person recommend it to me. So
now well, there you go. It. It's worth the watch.
Cool.
And you can kind of jump in anywhere. Yeah.
Perfect.
And watch.
And whatever you like.
Carly, do you have any
I sure
pop
do.
Picks?
I recently went to an excellent farm country wedding, and on the way there, because it was rather far this weekend, I listened to a lot of old Taylor Swift. So I would like to recommend not New Taylor, though we love her.
We love Folklore.
We love Folklore. We love Evermore. We love it all. I would like to challenge everyone and recommend Old Taylor. Some, like, Red Taylor. Some Speak Now Taylor. Some Fearless Taylor. Because, surprisingly, there's a lot of bops in there. Country bops. I love her. Blah, you know? So.
Love it.
Yeah. I'm not a country girl, but...
Thank God I'm a country girl.
But I thank God I'm a country boy, because now I feel like I could be. So, we'll see. Yeah. Old Taylor, for sure.
Nice.
Eric, what are your pop picks?
It's a bit of an old one. It came out quite a few years ago, but I just discovered it on Amazon Prime Mississippi.
Okay.
With Pig.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. It was something different, had a different perspective.
Love Tig. Tig's so funny.
Really cool, queer storyline.
Yeah.
Nice.
Dealing also with topics similar to that, what I'm going through with what happened with my mother.
Mm-hmm.
And also having lesbian issues. Not that lesbians have issues, but dealing in the South, being a queer person in the South.
It's very much a different climate, different
challenge. Different climate.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, so that's what I would recommend to you. Aisha?
Ooh.
Do you have any closing thoughts that you'd like to say? Where can people find you?
Anything to plug?
I mean, I'm on Instagram. It's Aisha L. Jarvis.
Yes. What does the L stand for?
Lisa. My middle name is Lisa. Yes. After my godmother, my Auntie Lisa.
Shout out to Auntie Lisa.
Shout out to Aunt Lisa. Lisa.
Love that.
Or Auntie G, I call her. Anyway. But... yeah, I'm just so excited to be here. Thanks for having me.
Of course.
I love the pod, so I'm so happy to be on it.
Do you
want to
plug your live play readings that are awesome and I've listened to a couple because they're so good?
Yes. Through the Artful Collective on Instagram as well, we do a play reading club live every month. This coming Monday, we're talking about Without Rule of Law. And... yeah, it's a great way to get reading, and me and Alicia just chat about what we read and what we think and try to keep up with the times while learning about
kind of like a podcast.
Like,
interesting. Maybe I'll pitch a podcast to my co-host. But yeah, check out Play Talks.
Hell yeah.
If you want to read some plays and chat with us online.
We love it.
Woo!
All right. Well, I think that brings us safely to the end.
That's right. We've touched down. We're moving out.
Yep.
That's it, baby. And that's
free
all we got
Britney.
For
As always.
And this has been the Before There Were Hashtags podcast with Eric and Carly with special guest Aisha.
Yes.
And we will see you in 2 weeks. We're going to take a little bit of a break because you know, every 10 episodes we like to take a break, and this was episode 20. Can't believe we're here already.
What the heck? How did we get here? I don't know, but it was a blast. And thank you for joining us.
Thanks, cicadas, for joining us.
You're a great audience. We'll see you
Our
next
live
time.
Studio audience.
Live. You can't see it. We're doing a visual gag. We're waving to the audience. that we're sending that waving energy right to you. Oh, good. I'm glad you felt it.
Yeah.
We'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.